We are on page Resh Tes Zayin Ha'ofen HaChamishas, or the 15th tool. Yes? I believe so.
Yeah.
So, Hu Cheshman HaNefesh Al Odom Lasos La'atzmo Kishu Misbonein Ketzat Shumechin La'atzmos Mezonosov Od Lifnei Shuzokok Lohem. Person should reflect on how he prepares for himself his sustenance well before he actually needs it. In other words, you got to eat every day. Okay, so I got to work. Fine. If you don't work, you don't eat. We know that's true, and you have to work. However, people will prepare well in advance the money they need for the food, even though you don't need the food right now. In other words, you know, you don't need it right now. Lamros, in spite of the fact, you don't even know if you're going to exist, that you'll need it. And if he will live, that he will benefit from it. In other words, let's try to make this a little bit more practical. Person makes a lot, and we're not saying not, but just reflect on it. In other words, okay, retirement. Okay, when a person is whatever, 65, 70, 75, you also need to eat. You need to have a home. You need to have shelter. You need all those things. So, okay, you invest in whatever, an RSP, whatever the investments that are done. And people take a lot of responsibility to ensure that they have this, even though they don't need it now. In other words, that money you're putting away for that, to live later, you know, you don't need that money now for later. You have no guarantees you're even going to be there later, but yet a person will be very diligent to take care of that. Let's say he's going on a far trip. How you have everything prepared days in advance before the trip. He looks into how the market is in the place you're going to well before you're going there, right? Then he figures how to go. What food to take? Who to go with? Which hotels to stand away with? Vardomim, and for similar things. Lamrosh ain't who yodea. In spite of that, he doesn't even know. It's Masha Bar Gozalov Kshuya Baderech. What God will decree when he's on the road. If he's even come alive when he gets that place. Now, this was said in the year 1,000 years ago. So it was a little bit different. But what he means to say, guy plans to take a far distant trip. He already plans where I'm going to stay, where I'm going to this, where I'm going to that. You think about all those things. Even though, you know, you can get killed by robbers on the way. Okay, it's a little bit different now, what he's saying. But still, people do that. And again, he's not criticizing people doing it. He's in no way criticizing. He just wants you to reflect on it. So let's say, for example, you know, you want to go on vacation. Okay, now if you want to go on vacation in December, many people have already booked their flights. Booked your hotel, booked everything. Why do you do that? Because if you're going to wait till a week before, it's going to be more expensive. You may not get the room you want and all those things. So, of course, you're going to do this well in advance to get these things, right? If you're planning a wedding, you know, you're going to book the caterer a year in advance. You start saving for your children's weddings, even now. All these things. We're not being critical about it. We're just saying this is the way people, if there's something important in your life, you plan for it way in advance, even though there's no guarantees it's going to happen. You know, even a simple day trip, a few hours away, you're going to check that the car is running properly, prepare your right foods, pack your foods. I mean, you're going to get the right clothes. You know, of course you do. How else do you expect to retire comfortably? How do you expect to get your kids through school? How do you expect to pay for the best planned simcha? How do you plan to enjoy your vacation? If you want to enjoy anything in life, you have to prepare well in advance. And you don't leave anything for the last minute. And you certainly don't wait to deal with it once the time has come. That's way too late. Right? And this makes a lot of sense. And no one is critical of people doing this. Okay? Where am I up to now? Let's finish this paragraph.
Good.
Yeah, next page. Ubedom alakach, similarly. Ochi. We're also obliged to be ready for the day of the trip when we leave this world. And to prepare for the very distant path to the world to come. There's no escaping that reality. You can't run away from it. And maybe you should be thinking about the provisions you need for that way. And what are you going to approach Hashem with on the day of judgment and that great judgment and that great din and cheshbon based on the Medrash? The pasuk says in Malachi, for behold, today comes burning like a furnace. So doesn't it make sense to prepare for this for sure journey that's going to happen in the world to come? Right? Can you ignore the fact? Let's keep going. How can we ignore this? We're constantly going to Olam Haba. As we get older, we're getting closer to the final destination. We scarve in love. We're getting close to it. Yom yom, every day. Yoser yoser, more and more. Obocha derech elav, he kolkach haruka, even though it's a very long path. Umakoma manuka shal neveshu kolkach rachok, and the place of the rest for the soul is so far away, explains, look at the bottom, the piece chilev, he explains a little bit. He says, kimi yodea kama shanim titztarech anasham alios novenon b'yomim v'naharas b'yaras v'mivars. Who knows how long, how many years an neshama is going to have to wander in rivers and oceans and forests and deserts, uskalgal and to roll bebahemus v'chayos, tohoros utmeus v'kafakela. In other words, you know, he's talking about the spiritual wanderings now. You know, you spiritually can go on the kafakela, the slingshot. You know, you leave this world, but you don't know if you're directly going into right into Olam Haba. But there's all kinds of detours. Felis bol shar yisurim, to suffer different sufferings for totulim and movements at shetiskol yom until you finally get to the resting place, as it says in the holy books. That's what he's saying is, first of all, we're going straight to Olam Haba, and the way may not be such a straight path, and that has a lot to do with how we prepare for that. Let's continue with that Piskei Lev a little bit more. Vim Kain, Imanu Machinim Latzmenu Tzeda, if we prepare provisions, V'dogim L'chomash Anot Shukash Anu Yotzim Derech B'Yom Tzeda, if we prepare provisions for a trip in this world, Ketzed Lo Nochim Latzmenu Tzeda, why don't we prepare provisions, V'Ketzed Lo Nidig L'chomash Yisrach B'Derech B'Yom Tzeda, why aren't we worried about the trip to the next world? Shehar B'Yom Tzeda, it's a much longer trip, and it's a much longer vacation stay, V'Shuklon Yom U'Chach L'Avar, and everybody's got to go that way. And sometimes a trip gets canceled. This trip will never get canceled. You can't get a trip cancellation insurance on this one. Back upstairs. So why don't we pay attention to the end of the game? And we're not considering the provisions that you need in that destined place. A destined place. And instead of that, what do? We get engaged in this world that's passing. The fleeting world we're involved with, and we leave the world to come, which is the everlasting world. We spend a lot of time trying to heal our physical pains, but we forget our spiritual pains. We serve our Yetzer Hara, and we leave the service of our Creator. We serve our tithes. We don't serve Hashem. Right? So you just don't know you know that you're going to go on this trip, we should be spending as much time as possible preparing the trip. Aha. But so in other words, isn't this logical? You know, everything we plan for in life is not necessarily guaranteed to happen. You know, we plan on retirement. Guess what? A person can die before he's 65. We plan on vacations. Yeah, your kids get sick the day before the vacation. It's canceled. Okay. Most likely they will happen, but it's not a certainty. Children, you know, you plan for the wedding. Some don't get married. Engagements are broken. But we're still confident that the responsible person plans for all future events in life, especially the important and pleasurable ones that everyone's looking forward to, even if it's not 100% sure it's going to happen. Right? So this we all say is you have to be responsible. So now, let me share a secret with you. 100% of human beings die. Nobody ever escaped that one. Life is a terminal existence. Every human being makes the long journey to the next world. There's no escaping it. Okay, we don't want to think about it, but it's true. So now, what's more logical to spend time on? That's what he's saying over here. What's more logical to spend time on? So that's why I'm not telling anybody, you know, if they're bad or not. That's why, you know, you get a little older. So, you know, you stop checking the sports scores on Motzei Shabbos. Because, you know what? Motzei Shabbos is a time, if you can spend time, you know, learning more Torah on Motzei Shabbos. You know, imagine how much time is wasted on a Motzei Shabbos. I'm not talking about the summer ones where it ends at 10:30 and you have to go to bed. I'm going to come up to the winter. Shabbos ends at 6 o'clock. What should a Jew do when Shabbos ends at 5:30? Well, most Jews have planned extensive forms of entertainment or fun and things, and I'm not against it, but you need to prepare for the long trip. And a Motzei Shabbos, so I'm even thinking of doing this year, even though maybe only one or two people will come. Really, after you make Havdalah, you should have a shir for an hour. 1 hour, that's all. And then the rest of the day, the rest of the night, you can do whatever you want. You know, rushing off, mamish, it's like unbelievable what has to happen Motzei Shabbos. Right? So if you have a shir, you learn a little chassidus on the next parsha, get ahead on the daf yomi, whatever you're doing, to spend 1 hour. Now add that up, you know, it's 52 hours a year. Even if you got only another 20 to 25 years, another 1,000 hours of Torah. So that's more provisions for the way. Right, that's what I'm saying. So yeah, you could look at other things and check things and this and that, but you know, it doesn't get you anywhere. So that's what he's saying. So that's what we've got to realize. Are we now? You know, obviously, yeah. Since this trip is a long time away, so we don't seem to get so much. But listen, retirement's also a long time away, and there's definitely no guarantees you're going to live forever. So we're very makpid to put away, and more than that, we put money away to take away from pleasure we have now. Figure a person, how much is the maximum for RSPs nowadays, Mayor?
For a year?
Yeah, regular, top, whatever.
$24,000 a year, approximately.
$24,000 for a husband and $24,000 for a wife, right?
Yeah.
That's $50,000 a year, and I'm sure there are people who do that, right? And I'm not saying you, chas v'shalom, but and some people do that at the expense of giving tzedakah, let's say. They'll say, first, I have to take care of the RSP. If there happens to be any money left, then I'll give a few pennies for tzedakah. Okay? So, or they're holding back on things they'd like to enjoy in this world right now. You know, if with $50,000, we could put a down payment on a cottage somewhere, whatever, we could buy a nice... No, we got to remember, we have to be prepared for retirement. We have to be responsible. Okay, so you're going to retire into the next world is a guarantee. So how responsible are we behaving for that? So he concludes, aha, but, whoa, kama misanver tim tu mamoch hazeh, how misanver, blinded, is the dullness of this brain. The kama chazoka hi ashichrus hazos, and how strong is this drunkenness. Kemo she'amar apasuk, as the pasuk says, kitach meros einayim haskil libosom, because they like smear their eyes from being able to see, and from able to intelligently make their hearts smart. V'nemar, it says in Yeshaya, Shachru, they got drunk, but V'lo Yayin, it's not from wine. No, they're swaying. V'lo Nesheker, it's not beer. In other words, you know, they're drunk. They're drunk on this world. So therefore, the exercise for this one, I think we'll have time to do one more thing. The exercise for this, to make an inventory of all the things you will need for your long trip when you're going to get to the next world. So you can start thinking of a few of these things. How much Torah wisdom do you got packed in your brain? How many mitzvahs are in your pocket? How deep in your heart are you feeling towards Hashem? Do you still have to ask forgiveness from people? Do you need to forgive people? How much excess baggage do you need to get rid of? You know, they weigh some baggage and you have to pay big fines for extra baggage like bad midos, bad averos. How many children will meet you at your destination or be able to supply you with care packages because you raise them in a proper Jewish path? How many people have you inspired to Yiddishkeit? What percentage of your livelihood did you earn honestly? How much tzedakah did give, etc., etc.? And if you're missing a few things, there's still time to meet the deadline, right? But you may have to make some lifestyle changes. So you got a plan for your eternal existence now. Because remember, I told you the old word I heard from somebody. You have to build up a diversified RSP portfolio. And what does RSP stand for? The Ribbono Shel Olam is the real source of our planning. Or Parnosa. Okay, so that's this Mita. So let's move on. It's a short one. And the next one picks up where this one leaves off. So it's good to do these two together. Let's look at the 16th method. Now, person should make a cheshbon. You've lived a long time already. And the end and the time is coming closer. What he's telling us now is, okay, you're convinced you have to make serious preparations for the next world. Okay, you convinced me, right? Have you done a lot of preparations? No. Why? Listen, I'll get around to it. You know, later. I'm still young. You know, they say now today's 50 is what the old 30 used to be like. You know, I'm a young man, right? So what happens? It's lots of time. Okay, but it never gets done. I'll get around to it. So today's tool is to realize that death can come to us when we least expect it, and therefore we should be ready for it for all time. And that's what he's saying. Make a cheshbon nefesh how other people just like you and I suddenly die. Without having a lot of advance notice. A few loye de remes kal, not even with a little hint, not even that the doctor said you have high blood pressure. And therefore there's no time where a person could be certain he's not going to die. And death comes to people every month of the year. And every day of the month. And every hour of the day. And death doesn't come more to elderly people as it does to people who are standing and strong. Or it comes from the young people, norim, young children, yolodim, v'yonkim, little babies. It gets to anybody at any place, any time. Go to any hospital. Go to Princess Margaret. Go to sick kids. Right? You could see that this happens at any time. I mean, maybe, you know, even though when you hear the news, it's always terrible. They're always, every day, I don't know when a day passes that somebody doesn't die. Right? This morning, they discuss how a motorcyclist, somehow he lost control of his motorcycle, rammed right into a bus, he got killed. So you say, okay, I don't have a motorcycle. Fine. But you hear all kinds of stories. A pedestrian, he's walking properly. A guy runs the red. Okay, I would watch out. You know. Okay, what about when you read where a lady is driving on the highway? She's doing everything right. Mamish. And what happens? Instantly, a truck loses control, crosses across the other side, breaks through the barrier, and the first thing she sees is a truck 1 second before it flattens her. You hear all this on the news. Why does Hashem make that the news is so available to you that people are dying all the time? Because he wants to remind us that it could happen to anybody. Okay, it doesn't happen with frum people as often, but it still happens. So why does Hashem make us hear this news? So we should know that it could happen at any time. So, yes, you're going to plan well in advance. Yes, and you hope you have, you know, 50, 60, 70 years, and you're going to use the time wisely. But what's the guarantee that you have it? And then if God forbid, somebody leaves the world early, and then God says, you know, where's your stuff? He says, well, I thought I was going to have another 20 years. Hashem says, whoever promised you that, then you're going to have problems. V'itin la'atz mamashal. Let's have a little bit of analogy. Let's say the king gives you a deposit. He gives you something to watch. He never told you when he's going to collect it. He says, I want you to watch the crown jewels, and I can pick it up at any time. And he tells him, you should always be ready when I come. Don't go anywhere that I can't get it back right away. So he wouldn't. He'd always be around in case the king would ask for it. Could he ever dare to go on a vacation if the king could come at any time? And obviously, the parallel that the Pisrei Lev at the bottom tells us, the real life, Hashem has given each and every one of us a neshama. He didn't tell us when he's going to take it back. So you got to be ready always, and don't be distracted that your neshama is ready to come back in the same way or better than what Hashem gave it to you. Some give another mashal. Lama al adam ladam. What should you compare yourself in this world to? You owe money to somebody. It doesn't say when he's going to collect it. Therefore, he always is ready to pay back the debt. He always is, you know, anticipates the creditor will come. He doesn't really feel at rest till he pays back. Same thing. A person has to pay back Hashem what he's obliged to in exchange for all the good that Hashem gave him to him. And Hashem didn't give a time when he has to pay back. So he has to be ready for that. Hashem gives you all kinds of things. Health, wealth, intelligence. That's a loan. He's going to collect on that. He wants to see what you've done on that. When you make a cheshbon, you figure I've already lived quite a while in this world. Whether it's 58 years for me or 34 years for you or whatever it may be. Amir Tashem, we don't want to make any ayin horas. We should live till 120, of course. But we can't be foolish enough to ignore the fact that things can happen. Right? V'umal al zichron, he reminds himself, ki rabbi de gilo, kfar nosu al oilu ma'achlifav. Lots of people your own age have left. Last year, two of my classmates from high school died. You know, what it's interesting. One guy calls me up. I hadn't spoken to these guys in years. One guy calls me up. I don't know. Must have been about a year ago. He says, you know, so-and-so died. It was a guy, our classmate, you know. He says, oh, really? Yeah, he was just got a heart attack and just died. He says, wow. And this other guy, you know, I was more friendly with than I knew in the past, but I hadn't spoken to him like in years. He wanted to schmooze with me a lot, but I was busy. I was mostly Shabbos. I had things to do. I talked for a few minutes. Then that guy, a month later, died. It was all guys my age. Okay? Then you start, and that was before I found out that I had cancer. Anyway, but it got me thinking. You know, a guy like Clive Kingsbury, Zichron Levracha. He's driving home from work. You know, what do you want? A guy crosses the lane. He gets in an accident. He's not even, the accident doesn't even kill him. It seems that he only has a problem with his leg, but then his vital signs go. So you see that, you know, people do die younger than you, your same age. You just have to think about that. You have to make this cheshbon, how it does happen. All right. Al-Kain, where are we now? Yeah. Al-Afsh tikfasam azli matzo odzman rabbi chazam, even though you hope to live a long time. But he doesn't really see any advantage that he has that he should live more than the other guy. But then he will cease yearning so much for all the acquisitions of this world. He has to start planning for the end. And he'll think about the provisions he'll need for the trip along the other world. He has to make his own din and cheshbon. Al masav b'masav, what he's done in this world, ifnei yom hadin v'cheshbon, before the day of din v'cheshbon happens. So you got to make a calculation for this. You know, you're on a 24-hour call. You never know how much time you have, All right. So when other people die, you know, it should. That's why David HaMelech says better to go to the house of the mourner than to the house of the Sheva Brachos, because at least it inspires you to think about this thing, right? Ukvar Amar Echad HaChachamim, and one of the smart people said, Mishi Mitzayer Lifnei Einavas Hamavas Lifnei Bo. Anybody who can really make a clear picture of what death will look like before it actually comes, Biyadua Shetiken Es Atzmo. You know for sure this guy fixed himself up before the time. Shlomo Melech HaChachamim Amar, and Shlomo Melech himself said, Lev Chachamim Beveis Evel. Oh, that's it. That the heart of the wise man is in the house of the mourner. Oh, the old Amar, he said in Kolos, Tov lechas al beis evil, melechas al beis mishta. Better to go to the mourner's house than to the wedding party. Because you're a sof kolam, because that's the end of all life. Achai yitin alibon, the living will take it to heart. Because vonas al bimilas hachai. And what does he mean? With the word chai, he, that's all the pasuk. The word chai means to adam shalibo air. His life means your heart's awake. Kloimer means anavon havepikach. The smart guy mitzayer lifnei anav tamid itself. He always pictures the end. Vod nemer, it says in Tehillim, adam lahevel dama yom of kitzel over. It sounds a lot like we're going to be saying Yom Kippur night. A man is compared to just a bunch of hot air, and his days are like a passing shadow. Now, just want to get something. One second. All right, hold on. Yeah. If I can find it quickly, yes. If not, no. So the Piazetzner Rebbe, he wrote memoirs. It was called Tzavizerus. In English, it's out of print, but it's called To Heal the Soul. And these are machshavas that he wrote down about his avodas Hashem. So it's a very brief one. So I'll just read it to you. If you want a copy, I could send it. It's very short. Oh, he had a few of them. He said, approaching the grave. Mortal man, don't you realize that you are constantly leaving this world? With every action, with every breath, you are nearing your death in your grave. Why do you delude yourself into thinking that you can settle down forever in this world? Then in your last step on earth, when you are being lowered into the grave, then you will shout, dear earthly world, why do you leave me? Who has brought me down to be here? Right, that's one. He has another one as well, a little bit of a better one than that, a little bit longer. But let me see if this is the one. I just was thinking, it just came to me. Yeah, facing God after confronting death. He said, a terror came over me yesterday during Shalosh Shudas as the thought came to mind. What would happen if my demise were nearby? The Mishnah says to repent one day before one's death. I wonder how I could do it. Just to refrain from forbidden behavior and thought by simply controlling oneself is possible even at the prime of one's life. Just keep in mind your possible imminent demise. But to really change everything that needs change and to heal all wounds of my soul the way I know I really should and indeed want to, this is not easy to do. So when I think about what would be if I were suddenly called before God with all these blemishes on my soul? I become gripped by panic and terror. I'm not nearly as afraid of death, even a premature death, as I am afraid of this specter. But the truth is why I'm afraid to face God just in higher worlds with my blemished soul and not embarrassed to face him on earth. Who knows? Perhaps God has already rejected my soul and banished it far from out his presence. There's nothing left for me to do other than to cry out to Hashem, Hashem, save me because I'm drowning. There's a number of other things like that. It's interesting. Piazetzner Rebbe himself, unfortunately, died relatively early as he was killed in the Holocaust in 1943. Very sad. And a lot of sudden deaths over there. So today's exercise is, first of all, before you go to bed and you say the nighttime Shema, pay special attention to the first two paragraphs. Where you say the first prayer, where you forgive everybody, you hope everybody forgives you, and ask that you be granted in the next bracha the ability to rise in the morning. And why are you saying all this? Because you're supposed to realize you may not get up tomorrow morning. You might be prepared for the long journey just in case death pays you a visit at night. And therefore, and to make it more meaningful, and I'm not going to go through this now, you know, once in a while, you know, envision your own funeral, you know. Right. Once in a while, say everyone's crying. Hear the eulogies being said over you. What they're going to say about it. Is it true? Is it not? Think about how you're lowered into the ground, how you hear the Kaddish, it's all over, blah, blah, blah. So that's what you have to do. And again, to repeat that last idea, one who has placed death before him has already improved himself, right? And the last thing is to think, you know, what would I do if I were absolutely 100% sure that today was my last day on this planet? What would I do? And that's what we have to think about, at least in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, to think about, you know, what would I do if this was my last day? It's not meant to be a morbid thought. It's meant to, for us to make the best use of our time. Doesn't mean to say you can't go to work. Yes, but you're working to make a Kiddush Hashem, to be honest in business and all that. But you got to remember, you got to have a balanced portfolio. So yes, there's making Parnas is part of the portfolio and learning is part of the portfolio and worrying about Klal Yisrael is part of the portfolio. So Mirtz Hashem, we should all live long. But let's prepare for the long journey.